Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next. Westbred Technical Product Manager John Fenderson with us. We're talking about varieties of wheat that you may want to consider to plant here in the fall of 2020. John, for Central Eastern Oklahoma, what are your top picks?
The varieties that we're looking at and that in the eastern area would be WB4269, probably WB4303, and WB4699. All of those have extremely high yield.
As for western Oklahoma and the panhandles?
We would recommend, first and foremost, WB4792. Extremely high-yielding genetics, good straw strength, good height to it, pretty good rust tolerance on that variety, and also good wheat streak mosaic tolerance.
Thanks, John. Westbred offers a lineup of wheat varieties that will offer you great yield potential, as well as the other agronomic traits that will help you succeed. For more information to check out all the varieties, go to westbred.com for more information. Extension Livestock Market Economist Dr. Darrell Peel pleasantly surprised at the recent run-up in our wholesale box beef trade prices after getting way above $300 a hundredweight during the COVID-19 pandemic panic this spring. We saw wholesale box beef trade fall steadily day by day down to about $2 a pound on choice beef. We're back to $225, $227 per hundredweight on choice beef this week. Dr. Peel says, while that's great to see, he doesn't think there's probably a whole lot of up, at least right now.
No doubt got the meat buying done right now for Labor Day. So we may see this box beef market pause a little bit. It doesn't necessarily have to drop, but it probably will not continue to advance like it has, at least for a few more weeks here, and then we'll kind of convert to a fall and winter demand and go from there. So feeder cattle are getting supported from all of that, plus at the same time we've got pretty favorable feed prices. And so I think feedlots are looking ahead and anticipating some better times, which makes them want to place some more cattle.
After several weeks of steady to higher money for yearling cattle, calf trade as well at our local auction markets, this week a little bit of a different attitude being seen, lower prices on both the calf trade and the yearling market. Dr. Peel says at this time of year, one thing that's always entering into the mix, possibilities of winter wheat pasture.
One of the things we're looking for at this time of the year in the Southern Plains, we start really paying attention to what the prospects are for getting some early wheat planted for fall and winter grazing. And it looks like there's some opportunity for that. Moisture conditions are quite variable around the state. So, you know, we could see, kind of a normal fall run of calves coming, but we may also have some pretty decent demand for these lightweight calves based on grazing prospects.
OSU's Dr. Darrell Peel. Encouraging signs for U.S. agriculture from the statements being made by U.S. and Chinese officials in support of the Phase One trade deal. The pledge that Phase One trade deal is going to be kept and going to be carried out was coming after a telephone call between U.S. Trade Ambassador Bob Lighthizer, U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, and Chinese Vice Premier Liu He, their first formal dialogue since early May, amid concern the deal could be on shaky ground because of worsening U.S.-Chinese ties. According to the U.S. Trade Representative's office, a statement issued said that both sides see progress and are committed to taking the steps necessary to ensure the success of the agreement. China's Commerce Ministry confirmed that the two sides had a constructive dialogue and agreed to continue pushing forward the implementation of the Phase One trade deal. You've got farm news on Ron. Certified wheat seed produces more per acre, and Joe Shirley at Shirley Farms in Alva has five tremendous varieties that'll help you harvest a high-quality, high-yielding wheat crop next June. Showdown, OK Corral, Gallagher, Smith's Gold, and Double Stop CL Plus, all out of the OSU wheat breeding program and all ready to work for you. Call 580-748-0900. That's 580-748-0900. Also, check out their Facebook page, Shirley Seed Farms, or go to their website, shirleyfarms.com.
And that's your farm news. I'm Ron Hayes.